conclusive kidnap and ransom report for Mr. Pierre Lenoir. Location, Chechnya. Result, positive. We were contracted by AGP underwriters who insured the victim. Mr. Lenoir was abducted January 21st from Russian-held territory by members of the Chechen Nationalist Militia. Their first demand was for $5 million. My ability to negotiate directly with the Chechens was subverted by local Russian military command, who monitored my every move. After 36 days, I had negotiated the final ransom figure down to $750,000. Final proof of life was received midnight Wednesday, February 27th. The next morning, I was informed by the Russians that I would be prohibited from personally delivering the ransom payment. Any confidence that these men would deliver the ransom money and return the hostage safely had by this point been completely dissipated.
You tell your colonel, it's his responsibility now. He's got his orders, he fucks about, I'll be the least of his problems.
Я понял. Давай, грузи это все.
Factoring the time-sensitive interests of the group holding Mr. Lenoir, the limited communication available with the London office, and the Russian insistence that they, and they alone, deliver the ransom payment, I made the decision that there was simply no alternative but to give the Russians exactly what they wanted. Knowing that I would retain possession of the ransom money, I'd managed to contact the Chechens privately. We had agreed to rendezvous at an alternative location. Transport options in this area are limited.
John!
So I did the best that I could. The group holding Mr. Lenoir is responsible for at least a dozen kidnappings over the past 2 years. This is a battle-tested guerrilla militia. They are well-armed, highly mobile, and extremely unpredictable. Mr. Lenoir was found to be in an excellent state of health, considering the circumstances.
Where are you?
I sent the Russians away. I don't know how much time we got, mate.
Following a review of the ransom payment, Mr. Lenoir was released into our care. The success of this extraction depended upon a brisk, timely transfer schedule. We were, however, not quite fast enough.
Come in hot, Joseph. This place is going loud.
Be back, emergency RV. Repeat, ERV.
Ultimately, this extraction did not go down well for either the Chechens or our Russian hosts. As a result, my ability to function as a kidnap and ransom consultant in this area has been permanently compromised. Mr. Lenoir was examined by mobile medical and as per his insurance company's request, transported to Athens yesterday for surgical treatment. At the moment, we have contracts with all three insurance underwriters holding K&R policies in the West Asian post-Soviet republics. This area is clearly in a critical state of transition and demands the most vigorous security precautions.
What did they bill last year, our three underwriters?
Total premiums?
$28 million.
And the ransom total?
Paid out on policies.
Mm-hmm.
$26
million. Bloody hell. Set up some premium meetings. Wave the red flag a bit. Excellent job, Terry. Thank you. As always, outstanding.
Sir.
Very next. Pakistan. Colombia. Something is really messed up here. I gotta pin these bastards down tonight.
You really want to put me at a table full of oil executives?
Well, they're big boys. I think they can stand up to a little hippie like you.
Can I tell them what I think of this?
No, look, if you really want to skip it.
No, I'll go. I'll be there. I will ask and I'll be on my best behavior.
Great. Thank you, Alice. I mean it.
Well, I'll have to borrow a dress from Norma.
Yeah, oh, and look, can you get Sandro to drop my tux by the airfield before he stops back and picks you up?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Please don't leave me hanging out there with those people. And be careful.
I will. I love you.
Peter, what is happening? What have you heard about the equipment?
It's all right. Everything's taken care of. I'm meeting with the guys at Quad Carbon tonight.
His mom says he was exactly the same when he was a baby.
She's right, you know.
Hey, baby. Oh.
Peter, come to Vanguard.
It's my
right,
buddy.
Yeah. I told you we'd make it.
Hi, Peter.
Okay, let's find our tables.
We'll see you in time.
Okay.
Look at you, all decked out in Norma's duds.
It's my debut as a corporate wife.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, it is working.
You know, I'm dressing like this all the time now. You ought to come around more often. Ooh.
I guess I got some making up to do.
I guess so.
Nuestros invencibles fuerzas armadas han oficiado este evento para las víctimas de las inundaciones del río Cali. Pero nadie ha contribuido más que nuestro queridísimo, respetadísimo doctor Federico de Cárdenas, que está aquí presente con su esposa Jennifer. Hemos oficiado este evento para que muchas empresas y personas puedan.
Just wondering what the hell is going on. Nobody called?
No, I was there all day.
Hey, y'all. Sorry we're late.
Where is everybody?
Nobody called you? Are you shitting me?
Elmer and Buddy and their whole gang had to go to Houston this morning. Some kind of powwow. Peggy said if he was going, she was going. And I guess all the girls jumped on that. So it's just us.
Yay, better late than never.
So, I have to tell you, Houston, this morning, all of them fell in a chartered plane.
So what's in Houston?
New money.
For the innocent transgender.
So how'd it get so bad so fast?
Oh, come on, man. Where the hell have you been?
I've been trying to build a dam.
Well, you ought to pick your head up every now and then. Take a look around.
You're building a charity water project, and as far as the company's concerned, you're none but humanitarian window dressing.
What Carbon came down here looking for a lucky break, and we got nailed. We got a $1 billion pipeline, hasn't spit out a gallon yet.
Oil prices are going through the roof. We can't take advantage of it.
You know, market closed today. Quad Carbon stock down 10. Boy.
The vultures are circling.
So which vulture's in Houston?
It's Arkansas. That only one's big and bad enough to come down here and get this thing on track.
Peter, look. Peter, look.
No, maybe you missed it, but this happens to be a very big deal for me.
I think I know that.
Well, you sure don't act like it.
Maybe. Maybe it's a sign. Maybe it's just a sign that we should go home.
Well, you tell me. This all falls apart. This goes away. What was the point?
The point of what?
Well, I don't know. How about everything? How about Africa? How about Egypt? How about Thailand? How about 8 years of shit postings? 8 years of working for assholes? 8 years of working for somebody else's bad ideas?
No, wait. I don't get it here. It's a... Suddenly the last 8 years, what, that's just all shit now?
Is that what I said?
Because I thought that we were doing exactly what we wanted to do. I thought we were living our lives
together. That is not what I said. This isn't just a job. This is everything I have prepared for my entire life. So if Jerry is right, if it's Arsenal, if they come in here and take this over, I am fucked.
Well, I wouldn't get too upset about it. Maybe Arsenal wants a dam of their very own.
Octonol doesn't build dams. They kick ass. They don't care about these people. It's all about profits to them.
I don't get it. I just don't... What is the surprise here? You wanted to work for an oil company.
I don't work for an oil company. That is not what I am doing here. I'm building a dam that's going to save people's lives.
You are building a dam so an oil company can get a pipeline contract.
Who cares who pays for it?
Apparently, no one.
You're drunk.
No, Peter. This isn't us. Let's just go home.
Oh, great. That's great. That is just... It is so supportive.
You don't like this place either. You don't.
I like the project.
I don't have a project.
Well, then find a fucking project. Oh, damn. Oh, Alice. Use your talent. Your experience.
Look.
There's got to be, I don't know, there's got to be 25 agencies working down here. There's food projects, there's healthcare projects, any one of them. They'd be thrilled to have you on their staff. I don't get this. You've hit the ground running every place we've ever gone.
Well, I'm sorry I'm not bouncing back fast enough for you.
5 months, you're flopping around here, you haven't even started to learn a language.
I am not getting pregnant again in the third world.
Oh, no, not Africa. No, we're not going to bring that into this.
That?
Yes, that! When the hell are you going to move on? It's over. It happened. It wasn't meant to be. Just get over it.
I don't want to move on.
Well, I have it. God damn it, I'm right here. Right now. My whole situation is falling apart. And somehow, we're back to this agenda.
I am not an agenda.
Well, you know what? Go home. I'm serious. Just take a break.
Wow.
Well, that's what you want. isn't it?
I never said that.
All right. Then I guess it's me.
No, look, no. Ted, you better tell Octonell how much local support we've got down here.
I don't know what to tell you, Peter. We're in Houston looking for help.
Octonell has their own way of doing things.
Well, it's not just me, Ted. I'm not the only one who's going to fight for this.
If that's a threat, Peter, I'm not sure what that is, but we'll lose sight of Wade and stay in the check.
No. Look, oh, God. Ted, you're breaking up.
Don't lose track of where you stand in the food chain around here.
Well, look, I got people down here who burn their bridges to come work with us.
I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me?
Ted, whenever you're ready.
What the hell am I supposed to tell my people?
Tell them Quad Carbon is finished. Tell them Octonell is taking us over.
What?
Tell them to get their resumes out.
Ted! Look, I'm headed to the office. I'm going to call you back on the landline. Can you hear...
Thanks for coming in on Sunday.
Yeah, call Ted Fellner. Would you tell him I'll be at the office in 20 minutes? Yeah, I gotta take the long way around. Right. Oh.
Fuck this.
Oh, God. I don't believe this.
Go inside and sit down. It's about Peter. This morning on his way to work, there was a barricade, a roadblock, and these guys in ski masks. And they had guns and they took him with a bunch of other people. He's been kidnapped. Do you understand what
got a call from the Carlo this morning.
You're not sending me there.
Well, I think if you hear me out...
You just got off the plane, mate, okay?
Terry, I need you down there.
You're just not good at the moment, eh?
I want you to consider this your first management assignment. The first of many. We all get rattled, right? It's not the first time.
Yeah, well, that was kind of my point.
Sir.
Hey, Henry. I'm on my way to the airport. I'm going to call your mum and see if her and Michael can make it up this weekend.
I'll call her.
What time's kickoff on Sunday, too?
Yes, sir.
I was really looking forward to it. Better get back out there with your mates, then.
Yes, sir.
Speak now, because this is wrong. You know, this is so wrong. I'm here to help the Tecalaya people. You know, I'm here to build a dam, La Represa, the Rio Calla.
Para el pozo petrolero.
Oh, no. I don't work in it. No, I don't work on a pipeline. No trabajo por el pozo petrolero. No, I'm here to build a dam in Chimaya, La Represa, the Rio Calla.
For the pipeline.
Not for the pipeline.
Yes, for the pipeline.
Listen to me, not... Listen to me. To stop the flooding. Can you understand that? Stop the flooding.
Él se va esta noche con Turo.
Turo, not you hear me. Did you hear me? I don't work for the pipeline. I'm here to help the Tecalaya people.
Basta!
You are a prisoner. Llévenselo.
Vamos, dale, dale, dale.
No, 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 un momento, un momento. Por favor, por favor. Una foto, por favor. Sí. That's it. Gracias. Así.
This whole box is just, what is it? Brought some albums and I was gonna organize all this and I just never got it together. I just never got it to go. Oh God, what's that? It's India?
Alice. Stop now. We need just one good picture of his face.
Sorry.
I'm the one who's sorry. I don't understand my country anymore.
No, it was completely random. He was out, I guess, out in the barrio, and anything can happen out there. They steal your car, your money, whatever. No, we don't really know a damn thing. Nothing definite at all. Let me call you back.
You're telling him we don't know what happened?
Alice, at this point, we don't know.
He was kidnapped, Jerry.
Look,
he was taken at gunpoint in a roadblock. 25 people saw him drive away in the goddamn truck. Now, I don't know. Maybe it's me, but that sounds pretty fucking definitive.
Alex, it's your sister-in-law again.
Janice, did you get the flight?
Welcome back, Mr. Thorne. How long are you going to stay this time?
Un ratito.
Came from England and wants to talk to you about it. He says it's important.
I was against him, but they insist. They say that was important for Mr. Peter.
Sorry, I hope we did the right thing, you know, letting him in.
Telephone Risk International.
He's a negotiator.
I don't know, maybe you can meet
Shall I go with you?
No. Well, I'll take
care
of it.
Sure.
Hi. How are you? I'm Peter's sister. Can we help you?
Terrence Thorne, how do you do?
Well, considering the circumstances, I guess we're doing all right.
How do you do, Mrs. Bowman?
I'm with Luther and Risk. We're an international consultancy. We're
based out of London. I have one. Your card.
Right. We're based out of London. I'm with our security and crisis response unit. Apologize for just appearing like this. My company is the designated K&R consultant for Quad Carbon.
K&R. What is K&R?
Kidnap and ransom.
So, you just flew in?
Correct, yes, last night.
Have you spoken to anyone at Quad Carbon?
London may have. I was just assigned. All I've seen so far is an employment dossier. I would like to get a proper file going. I have some questions. I'm sure you do as well. I'll try and explain as much as I can. This is a game. It's a game you play, whether you like it or not. For you, it's emotional. For the people holding Peter, it's a business. The sooner you get comfortable and objective about that, the easier this will be. Now, people take hostages all over the world. Sometimes it's purely terror. Other times it's political for propaganda purposes. Down here, it's simply about money.
So, where is Peter? Where is he now?
Probably in the mountains. He's more than likely been taken by the ELT.
Look, I just got off a plane. I mean, can we just back up a little bit here, please? This ELT, this group, who the hell are they? And how can you be so damn sure that they're the ones who have my brother?
The Ejército de Liberación de Tecala, ELT.
This is a land reform movement. These people are revolutionaries.
Initially, there was a political agenda. However, what you have to understand is that today's version of the ELT is a completely different animal. 20 years ago, they were just another struggling Marxist revolutionary group hiding out in the mountains. The end of the Cold War changed everything. The money from Moscow dried up, and the ELT had to find a new way to support itself. So they got into the kidnapping business, which has made them millions. Then they realized that they were sitting on an even bigger gold mine. Behind Colombia, Tecala is the world's largest supplier of cocaine. And the ELT had the weapons and an unlimited supply of young, poor, illiterate soldiers. They came in hard, and they came in fast, and they took over the drug trade. Whatever political agenda they started with has at this point been completely perverted.
Did you know that when you moved here?
Listen, can we just get practical here just for a second? Can you just explain how this works step by step?
We wait for a contact, they make a demand, we start negotiating.
Negotiate? What's to negotiate?
Everything. We pay too fast, pay too much, make it look too easy, and instead of getting Peter back, what we'll get is a new message thanking us for the down payment and asking for more. What we want to do, all that we want to do, is find a number. A dollar figure that gets Peter back in one piece as quickly as possible.
Venga, gringo, vámonos. No te va a pasar en nada.
Let me just clarify something. This is not about rescues. This is not about bringing anybody to justice. Relying on the police down here is dangerous. The army's no better. They're pumped up and they're trigger happy. The last thing we need is heroics. So we rely on nobody, at least nobody local.
Wait a minute, what about the embassy? I'm still waiting for them to call me back.
The U.S. mission down here at the moment is to try and find a way to break the ELT's back and switch this country's economy from drugs to petroleum. Peter does not fit into those plans. The embassy can't help you, and they know it. The most you're going to get is a sympathetic smile and a pat on the back.
How long is this going to take?
In truth, I don't know. You need to settle in for a long haul. Nothing goes quickly in Tecala. But the people holding Peter, they do know what they're doing. He's a very valuable commodity, and you must believe that it's in their best interest to keep him healthy. Is Peter in the habit of taking off for a couple of days and not telling you where he's going to be?
No. What are you getting at?
How's his health?
Peter's health's always been fine.
Medication?
No.
What about allergies?
No, nothing.
He's allergic to chlorine and strawberries. A blood vessel popped in his eye. Last month he's been taking drops, and he's very prone to ear infections.
What about emotionally? You think he's equipped to handle this kind of stress?
What kind of stress are we talking about?
I don't know, Frank. He doesn't know. It could be 1 week. It could be six. I just don't know.
She's Alice.
What can I tell you? Alice is Alice. She's still out there trying to save the world. I can't tell you what she's doing.
Sal, who are you? I mean, people who do this. You know, lawyers, foreign service, what?
Some law enforcement, some intelligence. Mostly it's military.
Which are you?
I was a soldier.
What kind of soldier?
British Army.
You sound Australian.
I am, yeah. I was in the regiment at home, but we don't get in a lot of action down there, so I went to England for that. SAS, Special Air Service.
Special meaning what? Special Forces?
Right.
Yeah. She is a trip, huh?
They get on?
With Peter? She drives him crazy. Sometimes I think we've been bouncing all over the world just so he can avoid her.
I read that in the employment dossier. They're bouncing around.
He shouldn't have been in that convertible. Stupid goddamn car.
Tell me, what's with all the scorpions?
Yeah, this house, yeah, it's insane, isn't it? Some busted drug lord, the scorpion built it for one of his mistresses.
Really?
Peter called. He said he found this ridiculous, enormous house that nobody wanted because it was supposed to be cursed or something. Sinta, one of the maids, comes every single Monday and she sprinkles holy water around, so maybe it is cursed, all that bad juju. So, this is your life, huh? This is what you do. Go into people's houses, tell them how it is.
It's part of it.
Try to figure out what they're like, how they're going to be, how they're going to hold up. I mean, that's what you're doing, isn't it?
Mrs. Bowman, I'm on your side.
So how am I doing? You know, for the brief spouse.
Your husband isn't dead. He's alive. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure he gets home safe.
This won't work if you bullshit me.
I can see that.
So we'll be straight up then?
That's exactly how we'll do it.
Sorry. God, you think I've been gone for a month.
Janice, would you like some wine?
You know I don't drink. So, where were we?
Uno, dos, tres!
He's local.
See? Don't be afraid. They're not gonna kill you.
Yes, nice to know about that.
From the senor?
A competition arrives.
Ya nos vemos, amor.
Bienvenido, hermano. Te estuvimos esperando.
Por supuesto.
Hey, I had an ugly rumor you were around somewhere.
I thought you'd gone all civilized and unsocial.
What's this, then?
A facelift?
Yeah, I'm doing one side at a time. You good?
He looks like shit, but he's working.
Huh. So what are you ladies celebrating?
Life, liberty, and the ability to purchase clitoris.
Thank God you're here, Terry. Because I tell you, the quality of conversation has been just...
Bloody appalling!
So where was it? Someone said you were in Turkey?
No, not Turkey, Chechnya, right? With the Frenchman, Lenoir.
Yeah? Keeping up, Dana.
My guys turned that one down. Sounds like a job YS Hopper would take, though.
Oh, thank you.
Thought you were retiring.
Well, yes, I was, but inherent risk rang me with a sob story.
Yeah.
Could I, please? Old time saying.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I am working on the biggest thing down here. Mm-hmm.
He's doing the Italian. He's Calitri. Banker. Ooh, he's very pleased with himself.
I can tell.
And Ian has you off in fucking Chechnya alone. That's why I left there, man. Ethan Risk doesn't give a shit about you, and you know it.
Thanks very much. Now, you still got those cops on the payroll?
Better than ever. Judges, too.
Good. Run some names for him. That top one is this client's driver.
Okay. Shouldn't be a problem. For a hefty price.
Do you think we'll ever get a fucking drink here? Somebody's kidnapped the bloody bomb.
That's all right, mate. Wash out.
What the hell? It's just like mine.
It is yours.
It is mine.
Hey, all right.
See you.
Alice, honey, I can't tell you how shocked I am something like this could happen. Did you get my wire? How are you holding up?
Janice Goodman, I'm Peter's sister.
Ted Felner.
Ted, it's nice to meet you.
He slipped into my office. You know, I was up in Houston. I got this phone call. I just couldn't believe it. I flew back here last night. We've had everyone working the phones, trying to access the information we need to make some informed decisions and make them quickly. The right decisions. Please sit down, both of you. Would you like some coffee or tea? Or?
No. Oh, I think we're fine. Where's Mr. Thorne? The guy from Loose and Risk.
Right.
There's been a change in plans.
Oh, what kind of change?
We think it's best for all of us, under the circumstances, to go with a local representative.
You don't want to use Loose and Risk? What circumstances?
There's no insurance. None of us, no one at Quad Carbon, has been insured for kidnapping since last July. Some idiot in New York was trying to cut costs and didn't realize what they were doing. Alice, honey, please. And this could be any one of us. Now, we're doing what we can. We're talking to Optimal. We're trying to get their input. We're hoping they'll step up and cover this, but at this point...
Well, don't they have to?
Well, their position is they're buying the pipeline, not the company, so... It's a bit complicated.
Their position? How do they already have a position? This just happened.
Excuse me, could you just tell me where Quad Carbon stands in all of this?
Quad Carbon is evaporating. I mean, they're selling off what they can. Just a little late for miracles.
So you're all out of work?
It would seem so.
And who's this?
Alice, this is Arturo Fernandez.
Senora Bowman?
Mr. Fernandez has been our local security coordinator for years. He is very well connected and very experienced. And I think if you give us a couple minutes to talk this over, you're going to realize just how lucky we are to have him working with us.
You're leaving so soon.
Gracias. Perhaps next time we can go dancing.
Cuando?
Boy, did you have me fooled.
I was just about to call you.
Where, from the plane? You stood in my house and you told me that I didn't have to worry anymore. You stood there.
We all thought Quad Carbon was still a client.
What about us? We can't be the client.
Look, I really am sorry. It's not a good situation for us either.
Us? You. You stood in my kitchen, and you told me my husband was coming home.
Quad Carbon is out of business, okay? Hocknull spends $40 million a year on K&R insurance all over the world. My company has 30% of that package. Hocknull does not like conflict.
Peter doesn't work for Hocknull.
That's the point. That's the way they want it. No quad carbon confusion. I'm not even supposed to talk to you.
This is what? This is you being brave?
No, this is me doing my job.
Well, it's good I came by then, right, soldier? Let you get that off your chest.
I'm sure it's all going to work out.
Hey, you know they're giving us some local security guy? They're giving us exactly the kind of guy you warned me about.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't make policy.
Great. So when this is over, and my husband's dead, and I'm suing the shit out of these bastards, you can tell the judge you did everything you could to help me out? Wait a minute. Wait. Oh, no. Wait! Listen to me. I'm sorry. All right? I apologize. I'm sorry to be like this. But you are the first, you are the only person I've met who knows what they're talking about. So I am begging you, I am totally begging you to help me out on this.
You asked me not to bullshit you, right?
Right.
I got a plan to catch.
How on earth? Thank you very much.
Just had a call. It's about Peter. They said to look in our car, we'd find a cell phone. And this was there.
They are calling back to this phone in 20 minutes. God, Alice. They have our phone number.
Oh, my God. Sí, comprendo. Comprendo. ¿A dónde tengo que ir?
Iré yo mismo si es necesario.
Dime algo, ¿por dónde? Sí. No. Iré yo mismo si es necesario. Sí. Hablamos.
Peter is alive.
He's definitely being held by el Ejército de Liberación de Tecala. And he's in good health. But he's a prisoner of war.
And they want $5 million from his release.
Oh, my God!
Obviously, this is negotiable. Okay? They always start with a big number. And he says that in order to make it better for Peter's care and food, and to prove to us that he's alive, they want to get a first transfer. As a gesture of good faith, as soon as possible.
First transfer being what?
1.5 billion pesos.
Jesus!
It's only $50,000.
Can I talk to him?
No, I don't think so. No, this guy, he's going to make one last contact. He's going to let us know where to go for this. But ladies, the important thing is that Peter is alive.
This is very positive.
It's very fast. A case like this, very fast. Honest.
Could you excuse us for a minute, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
I am not trusting that man with $50,000. What's the alternative?
Do you feel good about this? About him?
No.
Is that what you're telling me?
No, that is not what I said. That's not what I meant.
Thrown together. It feels out of control. Now, there's more than one person out there who does this.
You've been on the phone for 2 days, and what have we got? Nothing.
I want to wait for the guy in Miami.
How long? 5 days? 2 weeks? You want a comparison shop? Peter is alive now.
Peter is my little brother. Trying to be smart about this. I've never done this before.
I know. I'm just...
I know.
Thank you.
Ask him where does he think I'm gonna go.
Que te pregunte que a dónde el coño va a ir, que por qué le ponemos esta mierda.
Puta madre. Entonces olvídese mis órdenes por la puta madre.
Ask him how long I have to be.
¿Qué mierda dice? How long? ¿Qué mierda es eso? ¿Qué carajo te está diciendo?
Ya, cállate, que te lo voy a decir.
¿Cuánto tiempo aquí?
Hasta que te compren tus jefes. O hasta que te mate yo. ¿Entiendes?
What did he say?
Never mind. It's okay.
Not Lucan. Lord Lucan. Lord Lucan is actually living in the Ukraine. In a sanatorium.
Terry. Welcome back.
So Terry, please. Not many people.
Pleasure seeing you again.
Yes.
Steve, round at Westminster, back down to Greenwich, please, if you would.
Okay, that's fine.
Terry. Have two of these, please. Is to dodging bullets. Can you believe we almost lost a $12 million contract over this quad carbon fiasco? Oxenor got quite put off by the whole adventure.
Oh, I'm sure you did as well.
Quite right, too. I'll make it up to you, Terry. I will.
So what happens to these people?
Who?
The Bowmans. What happens to them now?
Oh, come on. They'll find a way through. Christ, we've got half a dozen firms breathing down our backs as it is. Believe me, somebody wants this case.
Okay, who? Give me a name of a company that doesn't have Octonaut business that you would trust. Trust with your own family.
They'll be fine. So look, I got a trip to Bangkok needs doing. 2 or 3 days at the most, strictly management assignment. Wave the flag, talk to a few people. After that, I thought you might want a trip to the beach at Phuket.
Suba. Saque los alimentos, los víveres. ¿Qué mierda es esto? ¿Qué mierda pasa acá? ¿Dónde puta está el fuego?
No sé.
¿Dónde carajo está el fuego? ¿Dónde está el fuego, mierda? ¡Nunca se debe dejar fuego, puta madre! ¡Se apagó! ¿Cómo que se apagó, puta madre? ¿Dónde carajo está el fuego? ¡Está el fuego!
¡Mierda!
¡Puta madre! ¡Vaya! ¡Vamos a buscar leña, mierda!
¡Hombres inútiles!
No jodas.
40, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Hey, if you're handling me 20, it's 50. And if you're handling me 50,
Janet!
¿Quién trajo estas bolsas de mierda? Es lo que quisiera saber yo.
Esto es una mierda.
Damn it. Hold on. How many did you have? Oh, 50. I mean, how come everybody is at the house? No. Please, Mr. Fernandez. Come on, Janet, calm down.
Are you expecting someone?
No.
Watch out!
Ow!
Eula! Nino!
God, it's so... Maybe it's Celio.
Where is it? Out.
Please, Mr. Fernandez, let me handle it. What are you doing here?
I wanted to apologize.
I thought you did that already. Oh, my God, it's you.
Hello, Janice.
What do you want?
I just wanted to tell you how sorry I was about the way things went.
Well, great. It's just that we're kind of in the middle of something here.
Look, I understand you might be reluctant to hear me out, but I want to offer you my services.
Haven't we done this already?
I thought your hands were tied.
They were.
What about your company?
I'd be doing this alone.
Senora. Senora. Senora, please.
Hey, it's okay. It's all right.
What's all this?
We're actually putting together a payment.
What kind of payment?
For Peter. It's a good faith payment.
Good faith?
We're getting a proof of life.
So to put this together.
Senor, I must insist.
How are you doing? I'm Terry. Nice to meet you. Hey, you can't come
in here. Come on. 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 Come
on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Three guys with guns in here. Shitload of money. Holy snapping assholes. Look at this, eh?
Hey,
you! Hey, hold on!
Gun down!
Hold on! You're right! All right!
Bye, la Vittora! I ask you not to come in. Now, these ladies, maybe they don't understand so good, but you understand, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I get this, mate.
You want to talk to these ladies, you come back later.
Later. Like when the money's gone.
There you go.
I did that one too, man. Okay. All right.
Basta.
Okay. That's what I'm doing, mate. Okay? You know, I do this for a living, mate. I do this all the time. Okay? This is my job. You know? And you know what? You never buy a proof of life.
That's bullshit. That's you don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about. You never pay for a proof of life. You never pack money in your client's house unless it's a fucking emergency.
Shut up.
And you know what else? You don't wave guns around people that are trying to help.
Don't do that!
Jump down. Put it down or I'll blow your head off! Now!
There it is, look, there it is.
Levantate, idiota!
Just calm down.
Do it!
There you go, all right?
What are you gonna do now, asshole?
Alice, ask him to leave.
What?
Thank them very much for their help, and ask them to leave.
Me? You are telling me?
Okay. You taking the case?
Yes.
Enough with this! Leave now!
Mr. Fernandez, I'd like you to go.
Now you heard, Mrs. Bowman.
But I'm not going anywhere, pal. You are. Now!
Can I make a suggestion?
Can hardly wait, can I?
I think you should take a deep breath and calm down. Have a look over your shoulder and meet a friend of mine.
Arturo.
Down. Put the fucking thing down, mate.
Thought you were going legit.
Down.
Vino.
Well, yeah.
Fire! Let's go! Oh, you two! You two! Right now!
Vino.
Oh, go!
Vamos.
Fire!
Como coño quieres que me vaya? Como me si no tengo las llaves.
Okie dokie. Let's get this all cleaned up, huh?
He recorrido todas las calles de esta urbanización y ahora estoy afuera, en la puerta. Todavía no es la hora pico. Pero todavía no he visto a ningún extraño.
Date una vuelta más. Antes te lo voy a ver, ¿de acuerdo?
Está bien, perfecto.
Tomaron sus llaves y no te las regresaron.
Oh, jeez. When are you guys going to put those things away?
Have a cigarette, it might help.
Sandro's going around again. Eliodoro's ready when you are.
Okay, we are the talk of the town, buddy.
Is it complimentary?
You'd be flattered.
Where's Mrs. Bowman?
Check the kitchen.
Hey.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Mrs. Bowman?
Sandro are going to take the dummy bags into town. Make it look good. We'll keep the cash here. Look, Look, I need to know, was there any kind of plan? Was there a contact schedule?
No. We're just waiting for another call. No, I haven't cried since this started. It's just...
Hey, it's okay, it's okay.
It's just the tension, okay. Finally.
It's okay.
Why are you doing this?
Nobody was going to take a case. Nobody any good, anyway.
I know. But you came back.
And we have to do this my way, right? We'll do it together, but you just gotta... Even if it gets tough. You have to learn to trust me.
We've been listening to this all night.
That's stupid.
It was right. So what are you doing here? Linda, you're smart. You're a good person.
I have no family.
This is not your family.
They are my family.
But maybe your family.
They won't see.
See.
They're my family. They're not... Yeah, they are my family.
Linda, please, please. Just help me. Linda, you can do it.
¿Qué?
Help me.
Todo lo que quieres es que te ayude, maldito gris.
Linda, I need the wood.
¡Nace al diablo!
Who answered the phone?
Maria. I was in the shower. Jen stayed home in case there were any more calls.
Where did they hide it?
Look for the Jesus with the purple robe. It should be under the altar cloth.
Times to call. We're on the Wednesdays and Sundays.
Oye, ¿por qué no te lavas un poquito más arriba, así, te tocas de...
¡No me da la gana, imbécil!
¡Berto, qué hay!
¡Patrulla de compañeros!
¡Ay! ¡Han venido a recoger al gringo!
¡Han venido a recoger al gringo! ¡Nos vamos, carajo!
¡Hola! ¡Nuestros compañeros, Alex! ¡Lleva al gringo a su hueco ahora! ¡Tú guarda todas las huevadas! ¡Nos vamos!
Oye, gringo. ¡Vamos, gringuito!
¿Qué me hice? ¿Mi cuchara?
¡Ah!
¿Qué carajo me estás haciendo?
¡Quiere su camisa y su cuchara!
¡No seas imbécil! ¡Llévalo a su hueco primero, mierda!
¡Chucha, vamos, loco!
No, apúrate, apúrate, apúrate.
Mi comiso, mi cuchara.
¡Rápido, rápido! ¿Qué mierda te he dicho?
¡No quiere! ¡Quiere su camisa y su cuchara!
¡Puta que lo parió!
¡Juanco! ¡Los pendejos vienen!
¡Ponle la cadena, mierda!
¡Juanco! ¡No hagas tonterías, imbécil!
¡Estos
Tú dame una orden, gringo, concha de tu madre. ¡Muévete a tu hueco!
Quiero mi camisa, mi cuchara.
¿Qué camisa, qué cuchara, mierda?
¡Muévete! ¡Tu vaina!
¡Cállate, carajo!
No,
no,
no
te digo qué hacer. ¡No te digo qué hacer a ti!
Without your gun, I'll take your whole fucking world apart. Without breaking a sweat.
¡Mierda!
¿Comprende?
Tú no me dices qué hacer a mí, ¿entiendes?
I want my shirt, I want my spoon.
¡No te entiendo, carajo, lo que dices! ¡Cállate, carajo!
¡Para con eso, carajo!
¡Juanco, tranquilo!
¡No, no me da las órdenes a mí! ¡Tranquilo! ¡Muévete! ¡Muévete, mierda! ¡Big man, show me how fucking thick you are! ¡Muévete, yo te mato!
¡I'll make you eat that goddamn life!
¡I want my... ¡Quispe!
¿Pero sí?
Fue un accidente, mi teniente.
¡González!
Estaba de centinela, mi teniente. No vi nada.
¡Son unos maricones! ¡Yo digo la verdad!
¡Mentira! Yo solo estaba poniendo orden.
¡Has cometido una falta grave! ¡Han tenido un compañero! ¡Entendido! ¡Trabajarás con los animales! ¿Entendido?
Ustedes cometieron un error. Las personas con las que hablaron no representan a la familia. Yo represento a la familia.
¿Qué clase de juego de mierda piensas que hay aquí? Nosotros tuvimos un acuerdo y tú te zafaste esta basura con nosotros. ¡Ah! ¡Olvídalo! ¿Dónde está la familia? ¡Pon la familia al teléfono!
Just time to forget it, right? We represent the family. Just do it. Do it.
Es imposible que hablen con la familia. No entienden español, así es que no le va a servir de nada.
You put his wife on the radio right now, or we forget the whole fucking thing.
Who is this?
I said I want to speak with the wife, asshole. Who is this?
You can call me Tio. What's your name?
Tio. Carajo. Call me Marco.
Okay, Marco. Now, you're not making all the rules here, mate. We want to work with you, but we want a proof of life, and we're not paying for it. If there's any good faith, mate, it can start with that.
Okay, Uncle Tio. So you are the one in charge now, huh?
That's right.
Good. Then you will be responsible for the death of Peter Bowman.
Oh, Jesus!
Do you understand me? Oh, you are responsible!
He's gone?
Yeah. It's all right, just get used to it. It's the way it's done. Smoke when I play cards.
Is that supposed to be reassuring?
This is how it goes, Alex. Okay? They've come to us. We've established radio contact. This is all positive.
Who do you care about?
I told you you'd have to trust me, and you said you could.
Dino says you have a 13-year-old son.
Yeah. Surprised?
What if it was him? What if it was your son up there in the mountains?
Then I would find somebody that I could trust, and I would do what they told me.
So what's he like? What's your son like?
He's quiet. Smart. Yeah. Seems to make good friends. Good rugby player. And I see him all done up. I think, God, he's just at the end of being a boy. I missed it. Just haven't been there for him. Yeah, truthfully, we really don't know each other. When he talks to me, it's like he's on a parade ground.
So he's a soldier like his dad?
No, he wants to be a pilot and get all the girls.
And his mother?
Hmm. Now there's the soldier.
I guess she'd have to be.
You know how an English general's daughter gets back at daddy? She marries an Australian.
You never remarried?
I took up the veil. You know, this job, you get a rhythm, you start moving. Just takes over.
¿Cuál es tu nombre? Name.
Peter Bowman.
Peter
Bowman.
Si te portas bien no te pasa nada, ¿estamos?
Por supuesto que sí.
Vámonos, acompáñalo. Aumento.
Hey, you stay here. Si necesitas, tu baño.
Italian up the hill at the farmhouse. He came a week ago. Is he your friend?
No. No, I was brought here alone. What kind of camp is this?
Once it was only for drugs. To make cocaine at the river. But now from the fighting. It's all the soldiers.
How long have you been here?
You need soap for your feet. Maybe tomorrow I can steal some.
How long have you been here?
19 months. They think I'm crazy.
Don't say nada!
Dover.
Oh, hey, Terry, I'm really sorry.
This is Alice Bowman, Dennis Goodman, Dover McClern, consular officer.
Look, I know we were scheduled to meet today, but something's come up.
We've been waiting for an hour and a half.
I know that, I know. I really want to hear about your progress. Look, I'm sympathetic. We all are, but we've got a situation.
What kind of situation?
Look, I really just think we have to reschedule.
Sympathetic? What the hell does that mean?
The ELT just lit off 3 car bombs around the city. They threatened the embassy. It's a mess. I gotta go issue a statement.
That's okay, mate. You stay safe.
Thanks, Terry.
Amen. We need to clear out. They've had a bomb threat.
There's been... What? Wait! Wait on. Come on.
Get in the car, Janice.
This is from them?
No, not that, Alice.
Hey, no, Terry. What are you doing? What? Just open it. How did they get in this car? What are you doing? Just open it, Terry.
What? Here. Have a nice big smile, okay? So, you skinny motherfucker.
Era una chiquita.
Close the door.
Take a seat.
Terry, just open it. Please just open it.
Come on. Is it a proof of life or not?
Janice, give me a minute. Take a seat.
It is. It's proof of life, isn't it?
Usually I do this by myself, okay? Just wait a minute. There's things here that they want us to see. Look, you never get a pretty picture, okay? Holding in the picture?
What, do you save all the papers?
This is good news, okay? I mean, this is good luck. It's what we've been waiting for. Now we know we're in play. All we have to do now is start talking specifics.
Money.
I need to know exactly how much I've got to work with. Janice, you're going to have to get back to Denver and start putting this cash together. We're going to shoot for $600,000. I'm hoping that's where we land.
Lo siento, con sonrisa no sirve.
En el nombre de Dios, déjame a este hombre. Ustedes me necesitan. Fuera de aquí, yo te juego a ti también.
Yo puedo correrlo.
Déjenlo. Dejen que hable. ¿Qué pasa?
Está enfermo. Este hombre necesita ayuda. Miren sus pies. Que Jesucristo lo sabe. Que Jesucristo obre.
Dejen que se lo lleve. No se preocupen. Uno no puede caminar y el otro no puede pensar.
Thank you. Gracias. 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 Don't be a fool, Charlotte. Calm down. It's nothing. You see up there? The farmers? That's where they've got the Italian. On the other side, down the valley, that is where they make cocaine.
When you get home, you're going to want to talk about this. It's understandable.
I know. It's not restaurant conversation. It's not for my friends. It's not even for my kids.
Right.
Right.
So turn that scramble phone on when you get there. Test it out straight away. If it doesn't work, I'll come up with something else, eh?
Right.
You're doing great, Janice.
Thank you, Jim.
Not every soccer mama gets her own encrypted phone, right? It's a lot of money, Alice. $600,000. You're not even sure.
I know. I know you got the kids. Tuitions, your mortgage, I know all of it is impossible to ask. But you're our only chance, Janice.
What if it's more?
I don't know. But I swear, if it takes every day for the rest of my life, I will pay you back, you and Frank. I will. I'm sorry if I've been... I'm trying to get through this, trying to be... strong.
He's lucky to have you. Don't worry.
What's that?
It's the alarm. When they ring the bell like that, the army is coming across the river on a raid.
Where are they going?
They're going down to protect their cocaine factories. It's becoming a war.
What is it?
Nothing. What was that?
ELG's sending a message. It's got nothing to do with us. Come on, let's go.
$3 million is the prize for Peter Bowman.
That's a ridiculous figure. This is not a businessman. He is an engineer. He was here to construct a dam. Gonna have to come down from $3 million.
Oh, come on. Like this is a game. We are saying concrete things, and you're having a suck cuck here with this bullshit. Y solo podría ser una pérdida de tiempo.
Marco, look. At $400,000, you're already over my limit. So what you need to do is take that off the back and see if the car is close.
What the hell is that? What are they bringing back?
It's a French helicopter. Si je ne me trompe pas, c'est une casserole, je crois.
And how would you know that? What the hell is that?
Légion étrangère.
140 heridos, 17 muertos e igual número de desaparecidos.
¿Hasta cuándo, Terrible.
Well, Marco, I've got some very good news for you. I've come up with another $50,000, Marco.
$50,000 changes nothing. I might as well walk across the camp, go into his cell, and blow his brains out.
Alice, he's nowhere near Peter.
How do you know?
Well, that's a weather sheet from last Sunday when I was talking to him on the radio. It was raining outside, and when it was thundering out there, it was thundering on the radio, but it's not raining in the mountains, and we know Peter's 3 days away.
Me, tío.
That means this guy is in the city. Marco, if you are near Peter Bowman, just go and get him and put him on the radio so he can talk to his wife, and we will accept that as a current proof of life. Over. Marco, do you copy? You must understand that you're dealing with a single family here.
We know he works for that oil company, Octonal. We know that Octonal is the biggest oil company in the world.
Peter Bowman does not work for Octonal.
Get the money from them.
Peter Bowman was here in subcontract.
It's her. Alice. Beautiful.
I asked you for $3 million. I cut down to $2 million. This is an insult. He is losing faith in the family, and especially the wife.
This is bullshit, okay? You know him.
We can't be responsible for what he may do to himself. I think we just put a bullet in his head and sell you the body, okay? Oye, soy capaz de mover una montaña y tú vienes con esta huevada.
I couldn't listen anymore.
It's all right. You okay?
People say things happen for a reason. You must get a lot of that, right? I had a miscarriage 8 months ago. In Africa. It wasn't anybody's fault. It wasn't Peter's fault. Not like I didn't try to blame him. Or blame myself like I deserved it. Like there was a reason. If I could just figure it out.
I thought if I wasn't the one keeping control, then everything would fall apart. And I thought that I could just make it all happen.
The places we've been, like Thailand, Africa. So much pain, you know? You can't possibly make any sense out of it. You can't push it away, even if you're paralyzed by it. What good are you? So...
Now that you don't have control? It's like a faith. Once you let go,
how everything becomes clear.
Huh? And all the stupid, stupid shit that I worried about. Everything that I put her through.
It's like, since the baby, it's like everything I've learned along the way somehow didn't apply to me, too. I think I would have gotten the message.
I gotta get through this. I gotta get home.
Things don't happen for a reason. They just happen. My daughter is buried in Africa. Who can explain that?
What was her name?
Molly Jasmine Bowman.
It's a beautiful name.
You know, nobody ever asked me that.
Okay, Marco. We've got $475,000.
That is not a good number.
Marco, you got to think about it. It is a good number. It's the right number. It's the only number.
No, no, está perdiendo la gente. Es como se van a poner de acuerdo. Es terrible.
There is no company. There is no insurance. All you're dealing with here is the family.
This family is bullshit. They need to start thinking harder. Like around the season, or they'll never see him again. See it now, let's just fucking...
We're close at 500, and that's what we should look at. We should look at $500,000.
You can forget it. I am standing at $1,500,000.
Well,
I have already come down as far as I am going to go.
This man's family.
Dear.
It's just not possible.
I am trying. Can you understand? I am trying. I am working my people. I am trying to make this happen. But I need something from you. You give me nothing. Nothing.
Marco, we've got $600,000.
$600,000 changes nothing. The maintenance alone for this product is more than you are offering.
If that changes nothing, then you're going to have to come up with a number that does start to change things.
If you go to 650, I will take that back to my people.
You think you can get 650? Right, Marco. We gotta close it at 650.
Okay. I will go to my people, and I will talk to you again on Sunday night.
Bueno, compañero, el año pasado tuvimos una sola incursión. En lo que va del año ya tenemos 5 incursiones. ¿Ya qué está pasando?
Comandante, fluido el puerto petrolero. Pero para ello... ¿Qué miro? ¿Qué miro?
Yo no miro. ¡Manda!
Vamos a recibirlo.
No, 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 it's all right, it's all right. It's fine, it's fine. I'll be over here.
Yo con fe, Jose.
Sí. Vamos, vamos. Let's see.
Peter. Peter.
What are you doing?
Watch me.
It's too dangerous. It's too dangerous. Give me a Bible.
What for?
Now give me a goddamn Bible.
What? Peter.
It's all right. It's all right.
Oh, Jesus. We're right there. There's the pipeline right there.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
We're so close. I can't believe we're so close.
Yeah, coming back.
Okay.
Peter.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You're crazy.
Okay.
You're risking our life.
Okay, almost.
God, I'm full.
All right, I'm gonna bring it back.
No! Too dangerous! I'll do it!
Miren! Miren! Look at me! Look at me! Look at me! Miren!
Hola.
¿Qué es Biblia? ¡Qué suerte!
Sí, muy, muy lucky.
Van a poder rezar bonito sobre tu tumba.
These pigs are lucky to have you.
Sí, chanchero.
Muy, muy lucky.
So that's for your main account. These other ones are the subsidiary accounts.
You're saying all of these?
Mm-hmm. And initial expense.
You have to keep each account under $200,000.
Anything over that, they put a magnifying glass on it.
Once the accounts are available, it takes less than an hour for the funds to be transferred from your bank in Denver.
Oh.
Hey, Dina. Yeah. That third drawer down the bottom there, there's candles. Mm.
And Maria, can you grab me some candle holders for the third time this week?
Don't apologize. Okay. One has to live with these gorillas, I suppose.
Watch it up there. Careful.
You need to initial the passport numbers.
The host
the
with
page.
The host? Just like your last birthday party, dinner.
What happened at your last birthday party?
Terry popped out of a cake. Scared the shit out of us. It's okay, you know, I think.
You gotta get me a pair of those boots. I'm never gonna make it out of here in these.
You won't make it without me.
No. I am not gonna be responsible for you. This is my decision. For me. Once I start, I am not gonna turn back.
You're not responsible.
Eric. I have to get back to my wife. I have to. If I stay here, I'm going to die. I know it. This is not your problem.
I'm coming with you. I can't stay here now. Not now. I'd go crazy. Marco, it's Tio. Acknowledge. Marco, it's Tio. Do you copy? Over.
Is this unusual? I mean, this is what is this, a ploy? What is he doing?
He said he would be on the radio on Sunday. He's taking the figure back. That's a deal.
Where is he?
Marco, for some reason you can hear me, but I can't hear you. You have to work out some other way of communicating. Marco, do you copy? Marco, acknowledge. Marco, do you copy? Tio. Marco, you copy. We're getting a little anxious to know whether this deal is 100%.
Peter's all right, can you?
We need some kind of indication that Peter Bowman is okay.
Fred, the river's got to be this way. You gotta get up. Eric, we gotta keep moving. No! 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 You gotta get out of here. Take this.
I can't leave you alone.
Get the map out of here. It's our only chance. Just promise me you'll keep going.
I'm gone.
Where is your case?
Marco, this is Tio. Do you copy?
You better get out of there.
What's up?
The German, Kessler.
That missionary fella?
He's out. Some farmer dumped him off one of my precincts last night.
What's that got to do with me?
He says he was with Peter. He says they made a run for it. It doesn't sound good, Terry.
For the meals, we could eat together. But the food is nothing. It's just to keep you alive. But Peter would transform this crap into a feast. He would say, tonight let's see what Alice has made for us. Alice. You were everything for him. He talked about you and your daughter, Molly, all the time. He loved you both so very much. You have to know something. I'm so sorry.
You didn't see him killed. You didn't see a body. You heard a shot, man.
You gotta wake up, Terry. You gotta get real on this now.
You don't spend that much time working on a deal and kill your hostage.
When was the last time you had a radio contact? A week? 2 weeks? I've just had nothing but 22 days of static. Now, maybe there are no more deals to be had. Maybe this is coming apart.
Maybe he's alive, mate.
Yeah. Maybe he is. Maybe he is. But what we do know is that my guy is still up there, and they don't know Kessler made it out. They think he's dead. Now, Kessler knows every inch of that fucking camp. And he's willing to help me.
He's a missionary.
Okay, he is not. He is from the French Foreign Legion, Terry. So what? He found God. He's got a map in there. A map that I think is real.
Where are you going with this, Mike?
Okay. This has to stay quiet. And she has to know that.
You're thinking of going in, are you, mate? Is that what you're thinking of?
Fuck. Thinking. That's what I'm doing. I'm sitting in there on the fucking telephone. That's all I can do. You tell me what else I should do.
Talk to me before you do anything. Okay?
Okay. For you, I can do that. For you.
If you don't keep me up to speed, I'm going to take it personally, mate.
You've been doing that a lot lately.
No, I can't hear any more of this.
Alice, wait.
An eyewitness saw him killed.
Until we know for sure, this has got to stay in play.
What are you doing? Why are you doing this?
He didn't see a body.
Oh, Peter is dead. Let me grieve. Why can't you do that?
Instinct. Until I know, until I'm sure, until I've received a 100% visual confirmation of the body of Peter Bowman, I'm looking to retrieve my cargo and complete my mission.
Alterada.
Ya, Cleo.
She's just a girl.
Ay, no lo vas a poder contar.
¿Por qué no te largas de aquí? ¿Por qué no te vas de aquí ya mismo?
Dile lo que me pasa.
She's too young to be involved in this, please. It's very dangerous.
Dile de una vez lo que me dijiste.
Por favor.
Que voy a empezar.
Ella ha sufrido mucho. No es suficiente. Pobrecita.
No digas eres. Me va a decir lo que está pasando aquí.
Mire. La voz. La voz en el radio. Ella cree que reconoce quién es el hombre que está hablando.
Marco.
Sí. Ella piensa que es su mamá la que lava la ropa en la casa de él. No puedes.
Sienta.
Mamá.
Yo voy a protegerte. A ti y a tu mamá.
Amén, tu señor.
Sienta. Dígame.
Mi mamá. Trabaja. En la casa de ese señor.
Solo es por eso que conozco la voz. Mi mamá es buena, siempre me ha cuidado. No quiero que le hagan daño, por favor.
Thinks you're out with the card buddies. Card buddies think you're out for the mistress. And there you are, on the radio every Wednesday night, bartering human life.
Realmente no tengo la menor idea de lo que se está hablando. Disculpen.
This is a tape of my friend Marco. It's not the only one. Is Peter Bowman alive? Is Peter Bowman alive?
He tried to escape.
He was hurt.
Yeah. He's alive.
Marco! Cuidado, casi me
cago. ¿Qué estás haciendo?
¡Mira, hijo puta, se quiere escapar!
Is he with the Italian, Caligari?
How did you find me?
I have $600,000 waiting. I've got another 50 off the books. Between you and me, if we get this done. Or I've got this tape. I'll add on your golfing buddies and you know make it out of the car park alive. So let's just get this deal done, shall we?
It's not the money. That doesn't matter anymore.
It's always the money, Fred.
You have $1 billion. Because that is the money we are talking about. You think Octonal comes in day by this pipeline without a promise from the army to completely destroy us? That pipeline goes right through our coca fields. They are buying a war. Peter Bowman will never get down. He knows too much. We are fighting for our life. Listen to me. There are no more deals.
Enjoy the parade, Fred.
Okay, this is the camp. You said they call it Canyon Verde, and this is the river. Now, this valley, the big one below, it's very active. Every time the army moves through, there's a skirmish. Here's March, May, and June. Kessler also said that every couple of weeks, the whole camp would muster up and run out and fight.
Pipeline?
Mm-hmm. 15 clicks downriver.
Hey, Tomas.
Hey.
Ready, boss.
Oh, hermano. All right.
Terry Thorne. Tomas Morales. These guys are top. They're my Panama crew. I train them myself.
Simones.
So simply all we have to do is encourage the army to cross the river. Right about here would be convenient. Start a battle, join the camp.
Mm-hmm.
Drop in this flat area here. While they're fighting, we slip in from behind, extract principal cargo, and exit.
Yeah. So basically we just call the army, schedule a battle. How would Wednesday on 3 be for you?
We don't call them, mate. Alice is going to do it for us. Can you get a bird? Crew plus 7.
Are you in love with this woman?
don't know what you're holding out hope for. That you're going to save this lady's husband, she's going to see the light and run off with you. It doesn't work that way. You know that. I want to cash out of here. I want my own shop. If we could pull this off, this is the stuff of legends. We could sell this. Do not get me wrong. I would love to go out of here a winner. But I have been over this and over this a thousand times, and it's fucked.
So we're on then? Absolutely.
Nos vamos.
You're going to have to lie, Alice. You've got to totally bullshit this bar. We've got to get the army to invade ELT territory tomorrow. Peter's life depends on it. You just have to walk in there, you walk right up to Fellner, and you flat out lie. Now he's got to buy it, or we run out of options.
Oh, no! I got you!
Alice, are you... you okay?
ELT wants $1 million for Peter. They won't move. We don't have it.
Well, that's a lot of money.
If I gave you information critical in protecting the pipeline, would Octanol step up and do the right thing?
What kind of information are we talking about? Alice, now stop.
Alonzo, don't go away. I'll be right back.
Alice, come on. Please, you think I don't get up every morning and think about Peter?
Look, I have had a dozen meetings with the transition team already about this whole situation. Just how wrong I think it is.
Fuck you, Ted.
Look, Alice, I'm not sure what we're talking about here. But you give me something to work with, and maybe I can push this the last mile.
ELT is going after the pipeline tomorrow. I know where. Do you step up for Peter or not?
I don't know what you think you're trying to accomplish here, Alice. Or what you think you know, or how stupid you think I am. But I get 3 military briefings a week, and it's a good bet that if anyone knew what was happening down here, it would be me.
Got him, no?
How could you possibly know this? And who the hell is that?
I'm Kessler. Here is Kessler.
Two phosphorus, two smoke, two HE, two flashbangs. G36.
What is your first kit?
1 day's rations.
1 day.
Hola, people. I've just come from an urgent sit-down with our old friend Dover McClune over at the embassy, who's a little freaked out today over a rebel push up towards Rio Verde. Nice going, Alice. Ready to rock, Terry.
Okay. Full kit inspection, 15 minutes. We're on that bird in 1 hour.
You heard the man. Let's go. Venga, venga, venga.
Vamos a bailar. Let's go.
Let's go. We gotta move right now. Don't make me wait. Come at us. We gotta press that LZ right now. Let's go.
I've never seen you nervous.
Yes, you have.
Thank you.
¡Compañeros! ¡Llegado el tiempo! ¡A juntarnos! ¡A fermas!
¡Ya regresamos!
¡A la batalla! ¡La policía!
I make it 90 to 100, and that ain't no overnight stay. Kessler's map is perfect.
He's the engineer, man.
El gobierno ha vuelto a invadir nuestro territorio.
Vamos a echarlo al otro lado de
Viva! Viva! I'm impressed. Fellner does have clout. In less than 24 hours, the army has crossed the river. How silly.
Well, my old mate, why don't you wander uptown?
I'll catch you on the flip side.
Three is in position.
Copy downtown three.
Downtown one, stand by. This is uptown one. We have arrived and taken a position above the farmhouse. Over.
Uptown one, this is downtown one. Solid visual on the wood shack. Breakfast in bed for one.
PS principal cargo is on board. Over.
Roger that.
Downtown one, this is uptown one. We have breakfast for three and delivery in progress.
All call signs, let's go and find the headcount. Woodchuck, one player. Red bandana, POR, door, 6 o'clock. Barracks, 3 o'clock, 5 players. Over.
Uptown 1 is a two-man detail on the farm with a possible cargo inside. And we have a player returning downtown via the upper path.
Downtown 1, this is downtown 3. Parade ground, 15.
Copy, that gives us 21 visuals downtown, 2 uptown, 1 in transit, 24 confirmed.
Copy. That makes us ready. Uptown 1 is good to go. Standing by downtown.
Downtown 2, you got a player at 5 o'clock.
What fucking player?
Hey! Rambo!
Softly, mate, softly.
Regálame unos cigarrillos!
Downtown 1, what the fuck was that?
All call sounds white out.
Repeat, what the fuck was that, Terry?
Downtown 2. Downtown 2, respond.
This is Downtown 2. Not in position.
About a 25th confirmed visual. Downtown 3, 12 o'clock.
Downtown 1, I got him. What are we doing here?
Stand by.
What are we doing here?
Fuck.
Downtown 1, what are we doing?
Go loud. Fuck.
Roger that.
He's down. Shift to it.
You know how to use one of these?
Bango! You're underneath him! Do it again!
Farmhouse.
I'm shifting position. Give me some breath at 9 o'clock. I'll block out. 1, 2, 3. Hey, let's go. Stay low. Stay low.
Ya, se larga, digo. Ya, ya, ya.
Signor Calitri. Sì? Sono qui per salvarti. Sì.
Oh, Dio mio!
Come sta?
Downtown 1.
We are secure. On the lower part of the cargo in tow. The bogey's up our ass, mate. Bring the big bird to LZ3.
Copy, Downtown 1. Move to LZ3.
We are Blue Option 3. Big Bird.
This is Uptown
1. Request exfil. We are Option 3. We are good to go. Proceed to LZ3. I repeat, LZ3.
Safety's off. Okay.
McKenna. Get moving.
What are you doing? Hurry up! Keep going down the path! Follow the path!
I know you're in pain, mate. You've got to keep going, okay? Don't let these fuckers catch you. They'll kill you this time, Peter. Stay on this path. This path leads to Alice. This path leads home, okay? Stay in front of me. Let's go.
Terry, what the hell is going on down there?
The big bird is en route. He's en route.
Okay, I got it.
It's okay.
Get the camisa off. Terry, where are you? Terry!
Downtown one is traveling well. Got a visual on the bird. We're coming in, Dana.
Thank you.
back, Charlie. You want to go to Roma? Arrivederci! Roma!
Roma! Roma! Roma!
Everything goes wrong.
Senor, por favor.
Sandro.
There's a 6 o'clock American flight to Dallas. You can make it. There's a provisional passport in the jeep for Peter.
Terry.
Norma will pack the house. She'll send
Terry.
Everything up. His leg looks bad, but it can wait till Dallas.
Terry.
This is important. No telephone calls, no high fives, no champagne. You get to the airport and you make that plane.
Just tell me you know how much you mean to me.
So we're even.
Given you nothing.
Believe me, Maria.
You deserve more than this.
You got a plane to catch. I see you around, Mr. Bone.
Shop. I run New York, you run London. We meet in the Caymans once a month to visit our money. Okay, strictly white glove, a lot of long lunches, no more fucking front lines, some consulting, some policies. Now we give Ian a heart attack before we open the doors. Huh?
I don't know if I want you visiting my money.
Good care of you. Yes, I will. You'll be my queen. I'll be your king. Yeah, I'll be your lover too. Yes, I will.
How was that?